Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I am your host, Elaine the Brain Terso, and I'm here with a new friend named Jamie. And Jamie is going to be part of our Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit happening on July 12th, 2023. So I wanted to bring Jamie into the conversation and kind of we're going to give you a little taste test of what you can expect during this conversation. And by the way, I'm not sorry. We're going to be talking tech because we're going to geek out over that. So if that's not your jam, so sorry. So Jamie, will you take a moment and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity, Elaine. I love what you're doing. My name's Jamie Milam. And I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a realtor. I'm also a business alignment coach. And then I also manage some Airbnb properties that I have. Tech, listen, if tech's not your jam, I can tell you what is your jam. Your jam is getting back more time into your day because of the systems and the automation with the leverage that they can provide. So I even speak regularly. I've got a presentation called Systems Are Sexy because most people think systems aren't sexy. That word doesn't sound a lot of fun, but I'll tell you, the time that you get back, that's sexy, my friends.
Hell yes. What is your favorite system?
I love Zapier. ClickUp is like my jam. ClickUp is like Trello and Asana because I can integrate in my virtual assistants and automatically have tasks transferred to them. We use that as a central communication hub. I mean, I've got a copywriter that the only way I communicate with her is through ClickUp. Everything is done with such automation that I usually spend maybe 10 minutes a week communicating with her. Now, granted, she's a great assistant, so she's nailing it, right? The other piece of tech that I'm absolutely loving right now is ChatGPT. I mean, who's not talking about it? But can we, like, the amount of things that we can streamline these days, an entire process, like, okay, yeah. Write me a pod episode or a blog post. Okay, cool. Create a summary. Create some Instagram captions. Give me the show notes. What are some Pinterest titles? You know, like all of the things done in like 30 minutes in the background while I'm doing my other stuff.
I know.
Right now, while I'm on this episode with you, I've got ChatGPT working in the background. I love it.
Same, 100%. It was very helpful in okay, I'm going to be planning a summit. This is my title. This is what I want to talk about, yada, yada, yada. And it was like, okay, these are the four panels you need. And I'm like, how did it know that was like exactly what I wanted? And it like everything, it was perfect. I was like, how? Like how? It's just amazing. And I'm excited, but also a little concerned talking about, you know, AI and stuff, about some of the potential regulations that the government may be trying to bring in. Because, of course, whenever something cool comes out, somebody has to ruin it for the rest of us and use it for evil. And so I'm wondering, I know I've heard about people using like voice clonings too, and... The thing I heard was families need to have a safe word, right? Like if someone calls and says something and you're like, that sounds fishy, to have a, like a code word or something like that for your family so that they know that it's you. 'Cause that's so scary.
And that's the thing is, I think that with anything, you know, that comes around, no matter what it is in our day to day, if it's personal or professional, it always, for me, comes down to awareness. Hence, alignment is my thing with my coaching clients, because it all boils down to having an awareness underneath. You have to have awareness to know even what systems to put into place, but you also have to use some common sense and awareness to recognize, does this sound off? I mean, the amount of people that don't know how to check an email to see, is there misspellings underneath? Like, you know, before you're clicking a link, you know, technology is as good as it can be for the good that it can do. And of course, there's going to be people that are going to try to use it to a different advantage. But at the end of the day, we have limited control over how we can influence, you know, the regulations that are going to come down the pipeline. And I'm sure that they will come down the pipeline. However, the majority of us as entrepreneurs aren't using it in those ways. And it can be scary. People have this fear based around, you know, technology and automation, and I've got to have control over it, or AI, gosh, it has all these things, but there's so many amazing things that it can do. And the best part is the more that you use it, the more intuitive it becomes. So that's how Elaine's like, how did it know? I mean, I can spit out, I can put in transcripts of episodes and have it create a blog post in my own voice. Mm-hmm. So it is mimicking the things and the tonality that I use, which is fantastic. I mean, the amount of content that you can then put out for your clients, mm-hmm. for your customer base, you can increase that and really pinpoint it. And, you know, another sneak peek to the summit is I love analytics. I think analytics are going to show us where our best conversions are, where we should spend our best time, what our, you know, audience is really like enjoying from us. Mm-hmm. And when we can identify that, well, now we can go back and use some of these other tech tools that are at our fingertips to just really put more of it out there for them. At the end of the day, we're here to provide a service and to provide a value for our customer and client base. Even for our audience, those that, you know, we're warming up that may eventually become a paying client, and they may not. But at the end of the day, if we know what they like, what they enjoy, what they want more of, why would we not want to provide that to them? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. 100%. And I think, you know, talking about analytics, I think is also really important, is because it tells us there's so much information that we can gather from that. Like, I love TikTok. TikTok isn't my jam, right? That's where I love to hang out and where I spend most of my time. And, but you can literally go in and drill down on a specific video and see how long did people watch this? Where did they fall off? So that you know, okay, so here's something I could do to improve it for the next time, right? Everything is around the customer, 100%. We're trying to attract the customer. We're trying to add value to our customer. We're trying to educate our customer, whatever, entertain them, whatever that is. We have to be able to know what it is that they want. And we're only trial and error. You got to figure that out. You're not going to know it right away. It's going to take some time. But the thing that I think is the most important, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, is the C word, consistency, right? You can't just try it once and say, oh, that didn't work. It's the Dyson vacuum cleaner, 5,000 prototypes that man made in order to get it perfect. So consistency is key. How do you feel about that?
I couldn't have said that even better, because I just actually released an episode on my own podcast recently called Consistency Outpaces Talent. And the reason for that is exactly this, is you have to do things every single day in order to figure out what is working. If you're not failing, then you're not really trying. Failing forward is us figuring this out. Well, when you're doing things consistently, you're putting that experience under your belt. So, I mean, listeners can go and it's episode 28, but I really do think that consistency outpaces talent. And whenever you're doing something consistently, and then you couple that with the intention to purposefully go in and look at those analytics, Y'all, analytics creates awareness. Yes. Now we're not spinning our wheels, keep doing the thing that's not working. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a podcast, right, to find your audience or to connect with them, there's analytics to let you know, are they listening to the whole thing? You know, are the majority of them falling off at 22 minutes because you're putting out hour-long episodes? Okay, well, maybe that's telling you, I need to cut this shorter to make sure that they're getting the full content. Bite-size it up, put it into a part one, two, three, whatever it's going to take. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But use those analytics to create awareness in your business. So then you are intentionally doing your activities on a consistent basis, but also so that it's actually serving a purpose that you're putting it out there for in the first place, right? That it's having the impact that you want it to have, mm-hmm. right? We're not doing this just so that we can just spin our wheels and, you know, work so many hours in a week and it's not actually converting. Yep. Like, how do you know what content to put out there if you're not checking in on these things to create awareness?
Girl, where's the mic drop? Like, for real, because I think that is so, so, so important, is that, you know, being intentional, having the awareness is okay. So you're going to put out a video. Why? What are you trying to achieve by doing this? Don't just put out random pieces of content for no specific reason. Have an intention behind it. Are you doing it to inspire, to engage, to build community, to make a sale, to attract a new customer? What is the intention? And it should not always be to make a sale. It has to be so much more than that. People don't want to be sold to online. They don't come to Facebook to be sold to. So if you're only posting sales, sales, sale, buy this, buy that, you're going to be unfollowed very quickly, because people, that's not why they go. So you have to figure out a way to, like, insert something. Like, I love storytelling. So, like, I will tell a story and make it relatable to whatever it is that I may be able to help somebody with. And that requires the V word, vulnerability, is sometimes you have to, like, put yourself out there and share something about yourself so that you can become relatable. And people, like, oh my God, I had no idea. I thought you were perfect. No, human over here.
So I keep a sticky note on my computer screen all the time. And it says, the things that go viral are the things that make people feel like they're not alone.
Yes.
Heard that on a podcast episode, and it's just one of those things. Vulnerability is the key, right? Because people want connection. And also they want to know that you aren't so far, you know, untouchable that they're intimidated to work with you, you know? So bringing people into your world by connecting with them and coming from contribution and adding value, you know, that's the way that you're going to get them to stay in your world, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that that's important. And like you said, it shouldn't always be about selling. Lame. Just feels gross.
Yeah. It does feel gross. It does feel gross, but it's also desperation and scarcity, and people can smell it a mile away.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, your content that is to add value and that is connecting, you can tie that back into whatever that service or product is that you offer, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, your service and your product is still a reflection of you and your values.
Yes.
And so, I mean, there's time and time again that I'll post something about, like, my son and I going on vacation, but also will key in, I'm so glad that my business is running on the back end because of the systems that I have in place, mm-hmm. right? Or the awareness that I had that I was going to go on vacation. So I prepped things in advance so that they could auto publish or whatever. Yeah. And things are still running in on the back end. Right. So it's like, I'll still sneak that in there, mm-hmm. because I know from the analytics that people will engage more with those personal photos and posts on my accounts anyways. Mm-hmm. And so I can still slip that into the messaging, so it reminds people what I am and who I serve.
Yeah, exactly. I just went to Paris for 2 weeks and did a whole thing about that, going, like, because nobody died, right? Nobody's business crashed. Like, everything went fine. I still made sales while I was gone, like, literally, because I had my business running on autopilot. But it was prep work, prepping it in advance, that I know this is what I'm going to be doing. So I want to make sure that XYZ is put into place. And I didn't want to be tied down to a computer while I'm enjoying Paris. And I wasn't, I wasn't. Right. I think I had to open my laptop one time. Yeah. And like literally was like, oh, this is amazing. So,
it's so great.
Technology for the win, y'all. If you are not using technology in your business, time to have a conversation. But I cannot wait to continue this conversation with you on our, you know, during the panel about how to leverage technology for your business and using that to enhance your customer experience. So thank you so much for coming to chat with me today. And I cannot wait to continue this conversation because it's going to be so fire.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much again, Elaine.
Yes. All right. We'll see you guys later. Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at elaineturso.com.